Yes, you did.
I thought so. I thought so. Saving the best for last.
Is that what it is? Okay, good. I just want to say that we all attended the spring sports banquet that was put on by Joe Hines and his staff, and they always do a very good job. A lot of kids got awards, and it's really nice to see them, even though they pretend like they really don't care, they care. It's nice to see them get their little awards and stuff. And so I was very happy to see that they had good attendance this time, a little bit better than the last, and hopefully more and more people will show up at these things, because I know it's hard to pick a date because there's so much happening at the end of the year, so it's difficult. And then also I wanted to thank Wes Braddock and his staff. Mr. Tarantino and I went to the awards banquet for the Chulest Adult, and it's really kind of nice to see those people who work two and three jobs. Sometimes they bring their kids, and they're there, you know, just to try to get ahead, to try to learn English, to try to do, I mean, it's really impressive when you see those people from all walks of life, all ages, it doesn't matter. They're there with one purpose, and that's to get ahead. And it's really rewarding. And so, therefore, I'm looking forward to going to Thursday. This Thursday, I'm going to Kevin McClendon's at Montgomery to see their adult award ceremony. So I'm looking forward to that. And that's all I have.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Pike. And I just want to say we've had a lot of events, and I am thankful that Mr. Tarantino and Mr. Pike are able to get to many of the daytime events that most of us can't, although there are times when we take off. I know Mr. Singer is just about everywhere. I see his Twitter sometimes where he's at, or pictures of him by posted by principals or teachers at schools where he's helped them out with things. So I'm pretty impressed by the fellow board members here, and especially Dr. Jen, who is absolutely everywhere. She must be combed 10 times over because she's everywhere all the time, and it's amazing. Since our last board meeting, we did have an audit finance subcommittee meeting, and I'll be reporting back on that probably at our next meeting, bringing back a little bit of the highlights of what we discussed. But it was a good meeting, and we have a lot of positive things to talk about from that. And we had a parent recognition that same day, which I'm sure that somebody went to. One of you guys went to a parent recognition. And then aspiring administrators were honored, and they basically graduated from their program, and that was pretty cool to see. The mentors are just as excited about their graduation as people who are graduating from our program. And I just want to say thank you to my fellow board members and Dr. Janney and the leadership, because I really believe that we put our money where the mouth is. You know, our money where our mouth is when we talk about, you know, wanting to bring people forward and developing people. We have a great, you know, beginning teacher support program. We have a great aspiring administrators trying to mentor and develop people and give them the successful futures that they are aspiring to. So that was a really nice event. And then I also went to the Southwest College graduation on Friday, and I'll tell you, they had the largest class. It was a record graduating class for Southwest College. I think they had over 900 students graduate. I can't tell you how many, I could probably count, tell you how many didn't graduate with honors or that were locked into going to a four-year university as a transfer student, because it seemed like every name read had that designation behind it. It was amazing. They're doing really good things to equip students for bright futures. I also went to I want to thank Dr. Fulcher, John Jankowski, Dr. Janney, Stacy Musso, and Marion Garcia, Marion Dugan for presenting at the safety forum for the South area schools. Steve did that last week at Marvis to High, but it was for all the area of Otay, Mesa, and Imperial Beach and Nestor, those schools. So we had a turnout that was really meant to be there because the conversation really went deep. We had the principals from Mar Vista High, Rich Carrion, Lee Romero from Southwest High, Bill Walsh from Southwest Middle, and APs Ulysses Hernandez from Mar Vista Academy and Jose Vargas from Montgomery Middle were in attendance. Parents were really asking good questions and bringing forward some really good ideas that I know Dr. Fulcher and his team will be looking into developing. One of them was about informing parents a little bit, you know, about when the trainings are happening, when we're doing drills for the emergency situations, but also some training for the parents and materials to help them support the kids and the teachers and staff of our schools. So that was a good suggestion that I'm sure they're looking forward to. I also wanted to say how much I do appreciate what we're doing in this district, what Dr. Jenny and her leaders are doing, and school teachers at every school, some more than others, are doing around accepting and welcoming every student. Each student is valued and welcome in there and is appreciated for who they are. I can see from the discussion tonight and open comment, we still have work to do, but we have come a long way because I don't think this conversation, I know this conversation was being held before we came to this point. So I really think that the focus on students' well-being is one of our major accomplishments so far, that we put that focus there and that this team is delivering on that, you know, priority. So I just wanted to say that. And I know that we're going to hear good things, but I also echo Mr. Segura's request to have a report out on that item so that we understand what's going on and the solutions going forward. So as we look forward to our high school graduations and a team that is in dire need of rest, I'm sure, I want to thank everyone for their work and for their dedication, and I look forward to seeing you again, but not Mr. Sugar. So thank you very much. Well, I mean, not for a couple of times. So anyway, with that, the meeting is adjourned.